Regular city council meeting, August 21st, 2017. Our first item is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion or discussion on that? We're first by Dave. Second by Rhea. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no? We've got an agenda. Item three is executive session. Mr. Barnier has made it back from the path of totality, I see.
That's one description. You know, that country south of Harrison, Nebraska is pretty fine country.
But request for executive session?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, there is.
With no expected action?
As far as I know.
Yep.
Thank you.
Is there a motion for exec?
So moved. Second.
We have a first by Steve and a second by Jason. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. Pulled in, and I was like, are we going to have six to get started? And I didn't know if I was going to make it by six. All right, included in the packet is the July 19th minutes from the library board meeting. Item six is announcements and praise. I just have a handful of things here. This Wednesday is the final Music on Main, along with the community picnic for the thank you for after the rally and all that we have to put up with. Coming up here over the Labor Day weekend, we have the Mustang Rally. The city of Sturgis is closed on Monday, Labor Day, so City Hall will be shut down. Trash and such services that are normally picked up on Monday will be handled on Tuesday. And also on September 7th is the Big Read kickoff down at Harley-Davidson Rally Point. Julie's worked hard on that, and that goes on September 7th, and there'll be a lot of kids involved. So school-age kids, please have them come down on September 7th. That's all I had for notes on announcements of praise. Anybody else have anything to add from council? Item 7 is City Manager's Report, and Daniel will turn it over to you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. The first item is the appointment of the new Park Board member. I'm pleased to announce that Shauna Sigmund will be filling that post, and she'll be starting, I think, on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., and so that's a good welcome to civic duty, right? other than that, what's up? Shauna Sigmund. She lives in the Palisades subdivision. And then also in the payroll changes, we do have a couple new individuals for our ambulance department. One is a paramedic, which starts at minimum wage until orientation is complete. Then it's moved up to 17. And also an EMT basic, which again starts off at minimum wage. Then after orientation is complete, it would be $12 per hour. In the community center, we do have a new lifeguard as well as a new front desk attendant. And then there is a custodian that we did use during the rally that inadvertently was not included in some of the previous agendas. And so just for the point of minutes, we do have Rodney on here. And the rally department, same thing. There were some. There was one individual that was not included for the survey facilitators. That's Victoria Tucker. She did a very good job throughout the rally, and so we need to include her in the minutes. And then lastly, in the liquor store, there were a few individuals who were approved to work, and some of them did work. So we need to just make sure that they're included in the minutes. Are there any questions on that?
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is consent calendar. I want to make a note here on item B. It's actually September 22nd is the date of that reception for Mr. Tim O'Brien. And it's actually EN for O'Brien, but we got it right from their information is what the paperwork we got it. So, but that's actually the 22nd of September. We have A through D on the consent calendar. Does council wish to remove any of those and discuss them individually? How about anybody in the public? Do we need to remove A through D and discuss them individually? Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve this consent calendar A through D.
We have a first by Ron.
Okay.
We have a second by Jason. We'll go ahead and roll call this. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Consent calendar is approved. Item 9 is the claims. I got a couple notes here. We have a couple additions. First, there's the addition of the payment to Pumping Ethel as from a performance from a previous Music on Main for $1,000. And then we also need to have an addition of a payment for commission to Legends for contracts signed under their contract with us. And that addition would be $33,575. So if they're after the discussion, when the motion is made, please add the payment to Pumping Ethel and Legends for their commission, if you so desire in your motion. Does council have any questions on the claims?
I don't have any questions, but just for clarity for the public, there was a very large credit card claim, and maybe Faye can explain what that was for.
Yep. Thanks, Ron. Very large, I think. 365.
Very large.
465.
Yes, 465. And of that 465, $365,000 of it went to Rasmussen Mechanical, as we had did the new HVAC over and pool pack over at the community center. And they take a credit card, and so then this would enable us to be able to get a percentage off of that. So we are actually making money off of paying it with the credit card.
And then also we had two separate claim totals and two separate situations, one for just the rally, was that what the, or for the 10th?
Correct. We had to pay some bills prior to the 21st, or we'd have been late. Utilities and liquor, we had to pay prior to the 21st.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Faye. Any other questions or discussion on the claims?
I'll move to approve the claims.
With
the addition of $1,000 for Pumping Ethel and $33,575 for the Legends contract.
We have a first by Ron with additions.
Second.
We have a second by Steve. Any last discussion from council? All those in favor of the claims, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. Any abstentions? Faye, please note unanimous. So we got 7 on to pay those bills. We made it by 1. Item 10 is public hearings. We only have one subset there, and it's consideration to approve a special events license for the community picnic on 8/23. Daniel, do you want to chat on this? Thank you.
This item is for the community picnic, which would be on Wednesday. As in the past, what would happen here is that there would be malt beverages and that sort of thing that would be served. They would need to be in the event cups. In the past, we had all, I think, 7 of the 8 community picnics were approved all at once by the council at the start of summer. This one was not done that way because for the community picnic, the original intention was that the Downtown Foundation was going to actually directly get the special event license for this. That was the intent. After getting the insurance bid, it was going to cost over $500 for the foundation to do that. And so the foundation thought, instead of doing that, could we find someone who would be willing to do that? HomeSize said that they would. There still would be a charge for any of the beverage or any of the alcoholic beverages. And that charge would actually go towards Christmas decorations on Main Street. So the alcoholic beverages are being donated by the Loud American, I believe the Knuckle and Oasis as well, are donating some, and then the liquor store will probably donate a little bit as well. But the idea is that any of the proceeds from that will go towards Christmas decorations for Main Street. Are there any questions?
And do we dare say?
Mark Brook did, one of the owners of HomeSize.
Mark Brook.
Mark Brook.
B-R-U-C-H. Council, have any questions for staff or discussion on the special events? About the public, any discussion on this public hearing item? Is there a motion?
I will move to approve the special events license for Loud American on 8/23 for Music on Main.
We have a first by Rhea. A second by Dave. Any last discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries for the special events license.